Discover nature by design for a beautiful view. Snows knows how to make it all easy for you. When it comes to landscaping and gardening, who knows how to create the perfect scene? Snow knows. Snow's Garden Center.
Snow's Garden Center Landscaping, and I want to talk to you about mulch. Mulch is spread over the surface of the soil as a covering. It is used to retain moisture, suppress weeds, and keep the soil nice and cool. Not to mention, it makes the garden beds look more attractive. Now is the time of year when you should mulch around trees and bulbs. It will save you lots of time and effort later and make your garden beds look terrific. Here at Snow's Garden Center, we have a wide variety of mulches that you can purchase to take home with you. Or you can order any of our mulches online or over the phone for delivery. Visit snownose.com or call 295-2159. That's 295-2159. Snow's Garden Center is located at 1875 Avon Street Extended, just south of the city of Charlottesville. I don't know, man. What do you think of that? Does that sound okay?
I think you left something out.
Oh, you think I should add that?
I think you should.
No.
Do it.
Okay. You'll love my mulch.
And good morning, and welcome to the Snow Nose Garden Show, live each and every Saturday morning since the spring of 1950. We are so enthusiastic and happy to be with you on this beautiful Saturday morning. I'm Corbin Snow, the Minister of Mulch, and joining me shortly will be the Professor of Plants, Norm Carlson. We'll be here for the next hour to take all your gardening questions and answer your phone calls. Live here in the WINA studios, our number here is 977-1070. And stand by, we're going to play a little garden trivia this morning. We haven't done trivia in a few weeks, and I know how much all the listeners look forward to all the giveaways and wonderful fun we have playing trivia. So we're going to have a few trivia questions. The subject is, I'm going to go ahead and tease it a little bit, the subject is hummingbirds. So go ahead and put your thinking caps on and get ready. But before we get to trivia, I've got a few announcements. First of all, we've got two special birthdays in the Snow family, and the Snow family extends to the Garden Center. And I'd like to wish Thelma Madison, who is our office manager, and she is just an amazing woman. She does so much for us. And we just love Thelma to death, and we want to wish Thelma a very happy birthday today. She's, I think, 55 years old today, and she is just a firecracker, and she keeps us all in check in the office, and just a wonderful delight to have and to know. She's a wonderful person. I know you're listening, Thelma. We love you, and happy birthday. she puts a big smile on my face. We'd also like to wish my son, Corbin Leroy Dallas Snow, is turning six today. Happy birthday, little buddy. Looking forward to spending and having a fun day with my son. He's got a full event. We went bowling last night. We're heading over to ACAC Indoor Water, their pool today. And then he's requested that we eat at the Melting Pot tonight. So out of all the places and restaurants he could choose for his special birthday dinner, he chose the Melting Pot. So the kid's got good taste. What can I say? I'm kind of looking forward to that that meal as well. I'm not going to lie. So I'd like to wish those two people a very happy birthday. Joining us shortly on the phone, Scott Price will be calling in live from the Blue Ridge Home Show, which is happening and taking place right now over at the John Paul Jones Arena. And I believe that opens this morning at 9 a.m. And it's a beautiful show. I had the opportunity to work the show yesterday afternoon and to walk the floor of the JPJ. And it's crammed full of wonderful contractors and vendors that offering different home and garden products, a wide variety of new vendors and old vendors alike. everything from log cabin building to floor products, floor, your HVAC contractors, painters, builders, remodelers, anything and everything to do with the home. There's someone represented there very well and knowledgeable staff. It's a great idea if you're thinking about a project, or maybe you've been thinking about something for a while and you want to put together some budget ideas and put together some just general ideas of what you can do in your home. It's a great opportunity to go out and get have hundreds of vendors available for you to book appointments, to talk about their services. I look at it, especially if you're going to be building a home or doing any sort of renovation project, it really takes the work and effort you have to do and just compacts it into one simple arena where you can go and meet and greet and talk with everyone. And like I said, very knowledgeable sales staff there and people that know their products and can talk to you while you're at the home show. So again, that's today at the John Paul Jones Arena. Swing by and check that out. We have the booth as you enter the arena. Scott Price, once again, just threw together a wonderful design as you enter the arena. We've got the space right up there at the entrance, which takes you, leads you through the big pillars and down the stairs. But you'll have to come out and see what he created this year. And one of my favorite things he did, he took large 15 to 20 foot pine trees and some cypress and cedar trees, evergreen trees, and it looks like we literally planted them into their beautiful marble floor right there in the entrance. That's what it looks like. Obviously, we couldn't get approval to plant, to dig up their floor, or drill holes in their floor over at the arena. But what we did, which is genius, and Scott got this idea by attending the Philadelphia Flower and Garden Show just a few weeks ago, but we went out into a wooded area out in next to my parents' home out in Ivy, and we cut down some small saplings, you know, some smaller immature evergreen trees, and we drilled holes in the bottom of those trees, and then we took a Christmas tree stand, the one that has the spike in the middle and the three pieces of rebar coming out that forms the tripod, and all the trees are standing on the little spike, and then they're camouflaged with some surge stone and boulders. We brought in a couple of truckloads of surge stone and boulders to create a beautiful rustic outdoor landscape, very, very rustic cottage cabin looking scene. There's a canoe that we brought inside, and it just feels like you're camping out in the wilderness. We have a fire pit, and there's a little fire burning, and you can roast marshmallows. Not really, but there is a simulated fake fire. But it's beautiful. So we did a real informal, natural, rustic garden. And then as you continue walking through the arena, it opens up to a beautiful formal garden featuring roses and some hydrangea and some real formal festive hollies. It's absolutely beautiful. Come out and see us. That's at the home show all day today. I believe it's open until 7 p.m. this evening. All right, I was teasing it a few minutes ago. I thought we'd play a little trivia. I told you the topic of hummingbirds. I'm going to give you the first question. This is going to be the trivia trifecta. You've got to answer three questions, and as long as one's going to be true or false, one is going to be, you're going to have to come up with the answer. Okay, so we'll go from there. The topic is hummingbirds, and I'm going to give the first question, and then we're going to go to break, and we'll come back, and we'll start taking callers at that point. The first question is, a hummingbird is the only bird known that can do this. A hummingbird is the only bird known that can do this. What am I looking for? What can a hummingbird do that no other bird can do? And that's the first question. And you're playing for we got to go big, Glenn. We got to light the phones up. We're going to give you a $50 Snow's Garden Center gift card. How's that? Do you think that'll motivate people to call? I think so as well. So you're playing for a $50 gift card to Snow's Garden Center. And that's question number one. A hummingbird is the only bird known that can do this. And the second question is, true or false, the average hummingbird weighs less than one penny, than a penny. Okay, so that's question number two. Hey, Norm. Did you finally make it?
Finally.
There was a race or something going on in town, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's... do we need to take a break, or can I go ahead and take a few phone calls?
I think he was coming in to make sure my mic was on.
Okay, let's go to line number one. Good morning. You're on the Snowdose Garden Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Would you like to take a guess at one of our questions?
Yes, the first one.
Okay. So you've got to answer all of them, okay, to get the $50.
Oh, so how many do you have?
There's three questions.
Oh, I didn't hear but two.
All right. I'm going to give you them as we get to them. Okay, so the first question is, a hummingbird is the only bird known that can do this.
Fly backwards.
Did you just say fly backwards?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You're one step closer. Okay, here's number two. The average hummingbird weighs less than a penny. True or false?
False.
That would have been true.
Oh, man.
All right. Hang up. We have one more question, so maybe you can get back in time to answer the question.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to line number two. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
How you doing today?
Great. Did you want to try to answer the trivia question?
Yes.
All right. A hummingbird is the only bird known that can do this.
Fly backwards.
Fly backwards. The average hummingbird weighs less than a penny. True or false?
True.
True. And the last question is, a hummingbird will feed at over how many flowers in an average day? And if you get within... if you get just within the ballpark, we'll give you the answer. We'll give you the correct answer.
Can you repeat the third question again, please?
A hummingbird will feed at over blank amount flowers in an average day. So how many flowers will a hummingbird feed on in an average day? How many flowers?
Say 200.
200. That's close enough, folks. It was 1,500, but we're going to give it to you.
All right.
All right. You just won a $50 gift card to the Garden Center, Snow's Garden Center. You're very welcome. What was your name?
Bill.
Bill, and your last name?
Robinson.
Bill Robinson. Well, you can swing by the Garden Center and pick that up anytime today and use that to buy annuals, perennials. We got vegetable plants in stock, herbs, trees, shrubs. Mulch, if you want some mulch, you've got $50 to spend on us.
Hey, I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Hey, have a nice spring, and I can go, like, right now to do it?
Yeah, you can go right now. Can. I'll call them at the break and let them know you won.
Hey, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right. See, that was $50. I went big today. I mean, you can do a lot with $50.
That's
Snow's.
Right.
I mean, that's a couple flats of flowers. That's a couple flats of vegetable plants. $50 will go very far. And if you make it out to the home show today, we will give you an instant rebate. It costs $5 to get into the home show. As soon as you walk through the doors, you have to go through our booth. We will give you a $5 gift card. There's no small print on that gift card. You can use it just like real money out at the Garden Center. It's not $5 off a $20 purchase. It's $5 period, folks. And you'll get that just by going to the home show. Just walk up to our booth and... if we don't present it to you, just ask for a $5 gift card, and we'll give you that instant rebate on your cost of admission. We've got to go to a quick break. You're listening to the Snow Nose Garden Show. We'll be right back. Good morning, and welcome back to the Snow Nose Garden Show. I'm Corbin Snow.
And I'm Norm Carlson.
And if you have any gardening questions or if you'd like to join us live here in the WINA studios, our number is 977-1070 here to take your gardening questions. Anything happening outside in the garden, anything related to your trees, plants, shrubs, perennials, annuals, lawns, your house plants, pests, rodents, insects, disease, weeds, anything look funny out there, give us a call live right now, 977-1070. And as always, if you don't feel like calling in, you can post questions at our Facebook page at facebook.com/Snow's Garden Center, or you can join our blog that we have. You can also call out to the garden center, bring your questions into the store. We are available for your gardening source of information 24/7.
That's right.
No one's sleeping on the job anymore. I mean, you've got so many ways to interact and connect. You can follow us on Twitter. There's just so many ways to reach out and get information that is specific to Central Virginia. Let's go to line number one. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Hi, I have a question for Snows.
Okay, great. We can answer that for you.
Oh, hi. Good morning. This is my question. I have a big crop of henbit and chickweed in my lawn. I know that I can spray to get rid of the foliage now.
Right.
This is my question. That's going to put seed down there for the next crop to appear next year. So now, when do I put pre-emergent to kill these seeds that are now in the ground so they don't come up next year at this time?
That's a great question.
Then the answer is early October.
Okay. So I still can plant grass seed probably early September and I'd still be okay?
Yeah, typically, you know, once you aerate or seed or do any lawn, you know, renovation with turf, you want to wait until it germinates, comes up, matures to the point where you've mowed it, you know, you've cut the grass, you know, at least twice, you know, once or twice. It kind of hardens off. It's not the real young, immature blades of grass, but it has a little bit of a chance to mature. And then at that point, you could spray or put down a pre-emergent for broadleaf weeds.
Because, you know, you're not getting rid of anything. That's going to seed there. If I kill the plants now in the fall, the seeds are going to be there to come up next year at this time.
Right. Yeah. And another thing you can do by mowing it and keeping it short, you don't necessarily need to lower your blades to a drastic short level, but just, you know, the regular 3.5 inches, as you remove that flower and foliage, it will die out, as especially as the warm season progresses.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know I can get rid of that, but as I said, it's going to leave the seed for the next year, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, the key is to get the spray on early.
Right.
You know, you can actually start spraying that stuff, you know, the last part of February, early March, and then you kill it before it ever has a chance to flower.
Well, Norm, some of that spray, if it's cold, it's not very effective.
Well, there's a product called Weed Beater Ultra that works very, very well at cool temperatures. And most of your broadleaf weed controls, they're a little slower when it's cold, but they do work even when it's cold. And they'll work well enough to interrupt that flowering and that seed set cycle.
Well, I've read most of my henbit has already flowered, and I'm too late. So I've never had such a crop of it. It'll go away when the hot weather comes. I mean, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But more seed will come now.
Right.
I mean, more other weeds will come then.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're certainly welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, the other thing I would do, you know, if you want to get that pre-emergent down in the fall, do your seeding as early in the season as you possibly can. Even, you know, like the middle of August or the last week in August, as early as you possibly can. If you've got to do some overseeding, get it done really, really early so that seed those new seedlings have a chance to mature as much as they possibly can before you start introducing the pre-emergence into the soil. Because while they're safe to use over mature existing grass, those young seedlings, you want those to be as hardened off as possible because it can impact them if you put it on when they're too young and immature.
How much time, Glenn, do we have before break?
30 seconds.
About 30 seconds. Want to remind everyone of a great festival coming up out at Snow's Garden Center. This is the Seville Go Green Fest. I always want to say .com. You can go to .com, but it's Charlottesville Go Green Festival at Snow's Garden Center, presented to you by Snow's Garden Center and Dixon Disposal. Mark your calendars. That's coming up Saturday, May 14th. Visit our website, which is SevilleGoGreenFest.com. for all the information about the festival, what's going to be going on. And there's also a really cool garden design competition that we're going to have. And you'll have a chance to win over $1,000 in prizes from Snow's Garden Center, Dixon Disposal, and Brown's Auto. So check that out. That's SevilleGoGreenFest.com. And the gist of the competition is that you can design a garden flag, a small garden flag. You can just, you know, design or draw something. It doesn't have to be elaborate. Whatever your artistic capabilities will allow you to do, you can do it in crayon, color pencil, whatever, whatever you want to do it in, and you can submit that photo, that picture to the website, SevilleGoGreenFest.com, and we're going to pick a winner on the date of the event, which is May 14th. And the winner, this is really neat. You're going to receive an entire year of trash disposal from Dixon's Disposal, totally free, just for if we pick your garden flag, and you're going to receive a mailbox makeover. So Snows will come out and design and make over your mailbox, the landscaping around your mailbox to make it more attractive, give it some nice curb appeal, and a place where a little place where you can hang the winning garden flag. We're actually going to produce those flags, have them made, and then we're going to sell them at the garden center. And 100% of the proceeds from the sale of the flags are going to go to be donated in to the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. So check that out. You've got to go. There's a lot of information on the website. There's a blog you can follow. There's going to be food, free food, games, a moon bounce, face painting, Z95, and we'll be broadcasting the radio show there that morning. There'll be music, local green businesses there, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome day. So mark your calendars and check out the website. There's lots of information on the website. You can access that again, once again, at SevilleGoGreenFest.com, or there's a direct link from our website at SnowNose.com. We've got another birthday. We've got a birthday coming in hot off the wire here. Is it Ken Lee Wood? Tomorrow? Ten years on the 10. So happy birthday, Ken Lee Wood. Happy birthday, all y'all. And we've got to take a quick break. You're listening to the Snow Nose Garden Show on AM 1070 WINA. We'll be right back. And good morning and welcome back to the Snow Nose Garden Show, the longest continuously running garden show in the free world. I'm Corbin Snow.
I'm Norm Carlson.
And we're here for the next half an hour, 20 minutes, wherever left in radio time, probably like 5 minutes.
Feels like it anyway.
To take your gardening questions. If you'd like to call in early and often, as soon as you can, so we don't run out of time like we always seem to do every week. Right, Glenn? Our number here is 977-1070. Want to remind you that you can listen online at WINA.com anywhere in the world. We are streaming online, and we also have our show podcasted over the Seville Podcast Network, and that can be found 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can listen at home, in your office, on your smartphone, and that's at SevillePodcast.com, or there is also a direct link on our website at SnowNose.com. And in the last 3 months, we've had over 1,500 downloads of people who want to listen to us, Norman.
And it's amazing. You know, there's so many people that I talk to all the time. And say, I wanted to listen this week, but I got tied up or, you know, something happened. And I got pulled away and I wasn't near the radio. And you know, as busy as we are and everything, sometimes it's hard to sit down and catch stuff live, so it's great to be able to have that option to come back and listen to it.
And we
later.
Want to impart knowledge and wisdom. We just don't want to sit here and plug websites and events and what's going on in the community, because we know that the listeners are truly passionate about gardening, and so we want to make sure that we fill this time with your questions. And if we don't have any callers on the line like we do now, that we're feeding our listeners with useful gardening information.
That's right.
So let's give them a spoonful, Norman.
There's so much going on in the garden right now. It's a great time to start planting just about everything. It's a little early for some of the, you know, the summer annuals, the tomatoes and basil and marigolds and impatiens.
I was getting ready to give the coast is clear call. The flag is down. Plant whatever you want, but you still need to be cautious.
Right.
I mean, we have a lot of the summer annuals in stock, some marigolds. We've got some vegetable plants. And you can go ahead and be cautiously optimistic and cautiously just mindful of the temperatures, that they can still dip. We can still have a freeze or a frost, which could, you know,
could kill them.
Kill them, exactly.
And the other thing is, too, you know, a lot of us like to, you know, we get impatient and want to get the stuff in the ground and everything. And, you know, you feel like you're going to help speed the season up a little bit, but the soil temperatures are still so cold, especially this year.
Right.
That, you know, a lot of this stuff, even if you get it in and the frost doesn't kill it, the soil temperatures are so cold, it just kind of sits there for the next, you know, two or three weeks anyhow. It doesn't really do a whole lot of growing.
Although with all the rain and the way soil temperatures have been, as you were saying, and what's going to be happening, you know, tomorrow and Monday, today would be a great day to take advantage of going out, buying some of those things for the garden, getting them in the ground today on a nice cool day where you could work in the garden, and then sit back and enjoy the fruits of your labor Sunday and Monday.
That's right. I mean, this is you know, the Charleston Marathon's going on today. They were talking about, you know, this great runner's weather. It's also great working weather for out in the garden. I would much rather be out in the garden working on a day when the high is going to be low 60s than a day when the high is in the low to mid or upper 80s like it's going to be tomorrow and Monday. It's just, you know, you go out there and you get working around and you end up, I mean, it gets hot quick. But on a day like today, you can go out there and do anything you want to do, and it's comfortable. You can work, and you don't have to worry about getting overheated, and it's just good working weather.
So I would like to give a special invitation to all 20,000 listeners right now to come out to the Garden Center, and not everyone show up at once, okay? If you guys could just space it out about every 10 minutes, someone come. But it'd be like I said, the nursery is jam packed, and we've got tons of staff there today. You know, it's really hard to, when it comes to scheduling in the spring. You know, historically, you can look back at some of your busy Saturdays, but it's all contingent on the weather. So we've got plenty of staff there today, people to answer questions, show you around, and you know, show you the trees and shrubs, answer questions, teach you about products. So stop by and see us out at Snow's Garden Center out on Avon Street today. We'd love to have you.
That's right. And, you know, there's so many good things to see and pick up things. Like I say, you can put just about anything in the garden right now. With some of the annuals you want to be careful of, but we've got tons of brand new fresh perennials, lots of trees and shrubs. Our dogwoods are just coming into bloom. We've got red buds that are in full flower. All of the shade trees and flowering crab apples, flowering cherries, magnolias, blue spruce, Norway spruce, hemlocks, white pines, Leland cypress, arborvitaes, all the evergreen trees, just a huge, huge list of choices for just about any scenario you want to cover in the garden. Just bring in, you know, give us the specifics of what kind of, you know, what size and plant you're looking at and the growing conditions that you've got, and we can give you a list of choices of things that'll work in that scenario and give you years of enjoyment out in the garden.
If you'd like to join the conversation, the phone lines are wide open. We've only had, one or two callers this morning, and we'd like to squeeze as many as we can before the show runs out here on us. Our number is 977-1070. If the phone lines are wide open, 977-1070 will put you right on the air and answer your gardening questions.
One of the things that you know, always comes up as you're prepping new beds and, you know, working on getting ready for a vegetable garden and flower gardens and things like that, we can't overemphasize the importance of making sure that your soil is in good shape. And the way to do that in this area, you know, everybody knows what kind of soil we have in Central Virginia. It's, you know, it's heavy, it's clay based. A lot of times it doesn't drain very well. But at the same time, you know, you can grow a lot of things around here, and it's difficult to dig around in the soil and do something with it, but just working in some good high quality organic matter, you can go a long way towards growing just about anything that you want. And you know, it can be a lot of work incorporating the organic matter into the soil, but it really is just about that simple. You work some good compost into the existing soil that you have, and you'll be rewarded greatly by the quality of what you're able to grow, even in the lousy soil that we typically have around here.
And like I said, the soil is so key. I mean, the key to any successful garden is the foundation is the soil. So you want to make sure you start with something that's rich in organic matter and it has lots of nutrients in it. You don't have to go crazy and you know, a lot of times we feel like we've got to rototill this deep, lush, make it this fertile soil, blend it, 7 or 8 inches deep, and you got to be able just to run your fingers through it and just have it be perfect. You don't have to do that. In an ideal world, if you can achieve that, that would be great, but you don't have to do that to be successful. Just by taking a product like Bumper Crop and admitting into the soil or some good compost or even just some fertilizers, if that's all you have, just something you can do to introduce some organic matter and compost and nutrients into the soil will go a long way in your gardening success.
Right. What are the key things that are the major element that's missing in a lot of our soils is that organic matter content and the microbial activity that comes along with that organic matter. You can get that introduced into the soil. It's amazing the results that you get. And it's not as hard as you think. We get people all the time that say, I've got this lousy soil. It's got a lot of rock in it. It's real heavy clay. I want to dig it all out down a foot deep and bring in all new soil. And I think you don't need to do that. You can get almost better results just by working the organic matter into the top
first
6-8 inches.
Yeah.
And you'll be amazed at the results that you get.
Let's go to line number one. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Do you have a question for us today?
I do. I have a fairly heavily wooded lot,
okay.
A lot of mature hardwoods, high canopy, and I'm interested in creating a little bit of a privacy screen between one of my neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking more for an evergreen solution, and I know hemlocks will do well in a heavily shaded area. Just wondering if there are any other options.
Sure, that's a great question.
Yeah, what kind of ultimate height are you looking for in the screen? Does is it something that can be 6-8 feet, or does it have to be 15 or 20, or what kind of ultimate height do you need?
Yeah, I would say probably 10. 10 would be a good height, just to kind of blur the property line.
Sure.
Right. Yeah, there are a couple different options that will work. Obviously, like you say, the hemlocks work very, very well and can be kept to that height, although, they want to be larger. Some of your rhododendrons will get almost that tall and do well in a high canopy, shady environment like that. Akuba is a great plant for real shady areas. It'll get up, a good 8 foot. At least, and someone will get even taller than that.
How will skip laurel do in the shade?
Skip laurels are going to be reasonably well. A lot of it depends on how heavy the shade is. If you get good bright light in there, but it's shady,
filtered.
they'll do really, really well.
And those will get every bit of 7-8 feet, and they're just a nice thick evergreen year round attractive, shrub that you could use in that scenario as well.
Right.
Sure. The akuba, it's kind of a broad leaf. It could be variegated.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like a shiny leaf.
Exactly.
Right.
Kind of speckled with a lime green and little hints of yellow in it.
And from a planting perspective, again, given and really the area that I'm looking at gets almost no light.
Okay.
I've got poplars and oaks. So.
Yeah.
Really nothing gets underneath there.
Right.
And I obviously have deer issues as well, so I'd want something kind of deer resistant.
Sure.
Right.
So planting would be a spring planting, because I have looked at the akubas before. Is that a springtime planting that I want to look at? Or
Actually, you could do it spring or fall. Obviously, fall, you're going to have to do less supplemental watering, right away. Whereas the in the spring, as we get into the hot summer months, you're going to want to water fairly regularly to get them, you know, until they get established. But
sure.
Either way would be fine.
And I always tell people, you know, there's kind of a good, better, best planting season. It's a good time to plant any time of year, but it's just going to mean you have to do a lot more supplemental watering. The better time would be, waiting till early spring, and the best time is the fall. But, you know, any time is a good time to plant if you have to do it.
Great. And last question, distance apart, if I just went with a Cubas, how far apart would I want those?
You get a good dense screen out of, putting them a good 6-8 feet apart.
Okay.
They get pretty good and broad.
Thanks for the info.
Great.
Yeah,
thank you for
calling.
Call.
Bye now.
Have a great day. If you'd like to join the show, again, our number is 977-1070. And I'll always have to remind people, no matter what shrub or tree you're buying, remember the little formula. The first year it sleeps. The second year it creeps. And the third year it leaps. So no matter what you're planting, whether it's a Leyland cypress, which will leap to a skyscraper in the third year, everything is going to be dormant. It takes the first year just kind of putting out feeder roots, establishing itself, starting to grow. The second year, you'll see some new growth come on it. And the third year is when it takes off and just goes bonkers. So just remember that formula and be patient. And it's funny, those years seem to fly by. I've planted Leyland cypress at multiple homes that I've owned over the years. And when you first plant them, you're like, oh, they're so cute. They're just never going to grow into real trees. And then 5 years later, they're like 20 feet tall. And you're like, when did that happen?
Yeah.
So, yeah, just be patient. And I promise you that they will grow and fill in and become that that hedge, that screen, what you planted and intended for them to be. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to line number one first. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Hey, guys. It's Scott.
Scotty, good morning, man.
Hey, we're up at the home show getting ready for everybody to come see us this weekend.
Woohoo!
And things are looking great. We've got blooming plants in here. We've got hydrangeas that are blooming, azaleas. We got flowering trees, all of your landscape needs. We want to kind of show off this year that whether you like a naturalized setting to your garden or if you want a real formal garden, Snows is the place to go.
Yeah, it's really cool what we did inside. I spent the first 5 minutes of the show kind of describing what you created, and my words can't do any justice to what you actually see as you come in. So people definitely need to come out and get it. I told them about the instant $5 rebate that you pay $5 to get in, and Snows instantly, suddenly gives you a $5 gift card to rebate your $5 you just spent on admittance.
That's right. And we're doing drawings for $50 gift cards. And we're also going to be speaking today at 1 o'clock. I'm doing a talk on getting started with basic landscape design, focusing on making your yard greener. So come up and see us at 1 o'clock. I'll be doing that between 1 and 2. And look forward to seeing everybody up here today.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Scott. Hey, Scott. Who are you going to call?
Garden Center.
No, who are you gonna call? It's Goat Busters.
There you go. We also have some of our friends out front.
That's besides our display. That's the second coolest thing to go see at the JPJ this weekend.
You may get a little disoriented as you're walking up because you are going to JPJ, not down to the farm to see us. Because when you pull up, we've got our 1964 trademark blue pickup truck sitting out in front, and right beside that is a field full of goats at JPJ. So come up and try to figure out why the goats are here. They're a service that we use. We've used them often. We have them come to jobs before we go, and these goats really do the job for you.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys. See you soon.
All right.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. Just to tell people what I was talking about, there's a company called Goat Busters. And they send goats out. This is a true story. Don't laugh. They send goats out to your property that where it's overgrown, where you have heavy, dense vegetation, and they set up a temporary fence, and these goats are trained. I guess the goats do what they do. They eat. And so they will go through and just completely clean up your property, acres upon acres, for a small fee. They'll turn loose an army of goats that'll just get your entire property cleaned up and under control.
They're a heck of a lot cheaper than guys with chainsaws and bush axes to go through and try to clear out this undergrowth.
You can't make this stuff up.
No.
Again, so who are you going to call? Goat Busters. That's what I was looking for, Scott.
And talk about it.
And call Snow's Garden Center.
And talk about a green way to do something. I mean, you're just letting the goats go in there
exactly.
And do what they naturally do. They eat
the stuff down. Love it.
And put some fertilizer back in the soil as a result of all that eating that they're doing. And no back talk.
No workman's comp claims. No overtime. We need to hire us some goats, Norman. Let's go to line number two. Good morning. You're on the Snow-Nose Garden Show. Good morning. You're live on the show. Do you have a question for us this morning? Is the mic up for her? Yeah, there she is.
Hello?
Hello. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show. Sounds like a kid calling, doesn't it? Is this one of my kids? Hello? All right, we're going to drop that caller. If you'd like to join the show, 977-1070. We have just a few minutes left. We can maybe squeeze in one more caller if you called right now, 977-1070. Otherwise, we're going to take you to the break, giving you a last bit of advice for the day. What's the key hot topic of the week, Norman? What's the one key that'll just change gardening in Central Virginia forever?
Ooh, we don't have enough time. But, this is a great time to be sticking new plants in the ground, adding to your landscape, anything that you want to do out in the garden. Now you're in good shape, like I said, with the exception of maybe putting in some of those summer things where it's a little bit early yet. But take a good walk around the yard this morning before things get too crazy. Look at what's working for you. Look at what's not working for you. And come on out to the garden center. We can hook you up with some great advice on additions that you can put in. We'll work with you on any kind of budget, whether you want to come in and start small or start large. We can help you out, get things going, fix those problem areas that you've got in the landscape. This is a great time of year to do it. You can put things in and enjoy the bloom in your yard instead of, letting the things get going in our yard. And by the time you get them, they're all bloomed out. You can get them before the blooming season and really enjoy that flowering for this year at home.
And we talk about sending you to all these different websites, SeavillePodcast.com, Facebook. One website to remember, that's SnowNose.com. Everything is accessible there. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter. You can sign up for the Seaville Podcast. There's live connection to the Seaville Podcast there. Again, that website is SnowNose.com. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week on the Snow Nose Garden Show.